be continuing in Romans chapter 14 and finishing it up today. We just, in the last video, considered Christian liberties, and now we'll continue on that same topic. In verse 13, it says, "Therefore, because we are, in other words, because we're all accountable to God for our actions and are to be convinced of how we are to conduct ourselves, because Jesus is Lord and we are not, let's not judge one another anymore. With ill intent, looking down on another for certain preferences or lack thereof. Don't be judgmental, but rather determine this instead." Determine comes from the same root as judge in the verse. It's to select a decision in your mind. So it's use good judgment. Think this, stand upon this, that you will not place or put an obstacle or a stumbling block in a brother's or sister's way. So Paul is saying, don't be judgmental, but rather use your judgment. Play on words here by Paul. We're not to put an obstacle, something to cause someone to stumble, or stumbling block, an enticement before them in a brother's or sister's way, these fellow servants of Christ, these family members of God's household, or to care for them. Verse 14, "I know and am convinced in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself." Paul has this clear understanding. He knows that God created food to be enjoyed. And yet there is this struggle going on within the church. But to the one who thinks something is unclean. So here we see, as he continues on, that sin can be a matter of conscience. It is not merely thou shall or thou shalt not. It is explained well by Andy Nocelli. He says you are sinning against your conscience when you believe your conscience is speaking correctly, and yet you refuse to listen to it. Why or how can this be? All because it reflects a heart condition, being willing to sin and disobey what you believe is God's will. Therefore, to that person, it is unclean. If someone is convinced that eating meat is sin, though it is sin for them to eat it, because they are deciding to disobey that which they think is. Verse 15, "For if because of food your brother or sister is hurt, you are no longer walking in accordance with love." So don't destroy your choice of food, with your choice of food, that person for whom Christ died. The command is do not destroy. It's to wound the brother in regard to the kingdom of God, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, as mentioned in verse 17, with your choice. So you have a decision in regards to this. You can alter your preferences. These are not matters of conviction against sin. For this, that the person for whom Christ died would be edified rather than hurt. They are far more important than your preferences. Verse 16, "Therefore, do not let what is for you a good thing be spoken of as evil." Restricting your liberties is not bad, and enjoying your freedom in Christ is not bad. So never do it in such a way so that it could be spoken of as being bad or evil. Restrict yourself graciously and humbly, and use your freedoms carefully and graciously. Verse 17, "For the kingdom of God is." Our lives are about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking, but rather it is about righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Rather, our lives are concerned with displaying on the outside the righteousness which God has given on the inside. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12, "All things are permitted for me, but not all things are of benefit." 1 Corinthians 10, 23, "All things are permitted, but not all things are of benefit." All things are permitted, but not all things build people up. And we have this goal that we would, number one, do what we do so that we may grow closer to Christ, but also do what we do for others to grow closer to Christ. For the one who serves Christ in this way is acceptable to God and approved by other people. So then we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another. Do not tear down the work of God for the sake of food. We have a role to play in the edification of the bride of Christ. But sadly, we can also play a role in the tearing down of the work of God via our preferences and liberties. All things are indeed clean. This is the truth that he says. But they are evil for the person who eats and causes offense. It is good not to eat meat or to drink wine or to do anything by which your brother or sister stumbles. Don't believe he is saying you can't. He already said that you can earlier. But he's pointing out as out a result that would keep us from doing certain things. Maybe when, maybe how. Also, how you talk about it. Verse 22 says, the faith which you have as your own conviction before God. We do each thing. We do it by faith, trusting it is pleasing unto the Lord. Happy is the one who does not condemn himself and what he approves. Make sure that what you do, that what you do is done by faith. And if so, it results in a clear conscience. It results in happy living. But the one who doubts is condemned if he eats. Don't be drawn in to sin against your conscience, because his eating is not from faith. Because if you do something which you feel convicted about, and whatever is not from faith, then you are not doing it to the glory of God, and therefore this is sin. So the conclusion, I think we can't say it any better than 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4, therefore concerning the eating of food sacrificed to idols, we know that an idol is nothing at all in the world, and that there is no God but one. But verse 7 says, however, not all people have this knowledge, and their conscience being weak is defiled. So we are called in verse 9 to take care that this freedom of ours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. And also in verse 12, by sinning against the brothers and sisters and wounding their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food causes my brother to sin, I will never eat meat again, so that I will not cause my brother to sin. It's about care for the brothers and the glory of Christ that we would not sin against him by sinning against his followers.